Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Samaches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the third line, Chatiches Yabeleth. The Mishnah taught Chatiches Yabeleth, the cutting off a wart from the korban of Nolei Roed Shabbos. Taman Taninen, Mechoitchem Yabeleth Mekdash, Rolob Medina, the Mekli Kan Vakan Arthur. Another Mishnah taught one may cut off a wart in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside, if done using an instrument in both places prohibited. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah teaches that it overrides Shabbos, and here our Mishnah teaches that it does not. The first answer is Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Shimon Levi quoting Bar Padaya. The Mishnah there allowed it to prevent the Korban Talmud from being disqualified, which would cause a need for a new lottery between the Kohanim. And Rabbi Yosef behind Jefisu. Rabbi Yosef says, therefore, the permission to remove the wart there only applies when the lottery had already been made. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish b'shem Rabbi Savaya kan b'nefreches v'kan v'sheine nefreches. A second answer is Rabbi Shimon Levi said in the name of Rabbi Savaya, if the wart is flaky, it's permitted. If it's not, then it's prohibited. Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim amar kan v'lacha v'kan v'yereisha. And the third answer, Rabbi Shimon ben Yakim says, if the wart was moist, it's prohibited. If dry, it's permitted. Rabbi Yosi b'chanina amar kan b'yad v'kan v'kli. And the fourth answer is that Rabbi Yosi b'chanina said, if removed by hand, it was permitted. If removed with an instrument, it's prohibited. Afya, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, kebar kapora, Rabbi Yosi b'chanina kebi yochanan, tani kolam kalkulim paturim, chutz min amar v'bar isa chabur. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish follows the opinion of bar kapora, and Rabbi Yosi b'chanina follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. As the Baisa teaches, one who does any destructive act on Shabbos is exempt, except for igniting and making a wound. Bar-Kapor says, even if he does not need the blood, and even if he does not need the ashes. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, as long as he needs the blood, and as long as he needs the ashes. And the fifth answer is from Rav Acha and Rav Chanina quoting Rabbi Yochanan. In both cases, the wart is moist. It is only prohibited if he needs the blood. The Gemara asks, if the prohibition of bringing an item from outside the Tchum on Shabbos is rabbinic, why is it prohibited when bringing the Korban Pesach? The answer is, this supports Rabbi Yonason's statement before Rabbi Chiya Rabba, quoting Rabbi Shimon bar Yosi bar Lekunya, one receives lashes for transgressing the Torah prohibition of Trum Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Chiya Rabba, v'haloi ein v'shabbos el askila v'kares. Rabbi Chiya Rabba replied, surely desecrating Shabbos only involves either stoning or kares, but not a mere negative prohibition that would incur lashes. Amalei v'aksiv, Shavu ishtachtov al yetzi ish memekoyim mevi emashvi. Rabbi Yonason asked, well, the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Perek Tezayin Pasuk Choftes, every man must remain in his place, no man may leave his place on the seventh day, and this shows that the Torah speaks of a mere negative prohibition on Shabbos. Amalei, miksiv loy, alksiv. Rabbi Chiya says, the Pasuk says al, do not, rather than loy, so it's not punishable with ashes. Amalei, vaksiv al toichim menuna. Rabbi Yonason asked, what do you mean the Pasuk says in Shmoyis Yud Beis Pasuk Tes about the Korban Pesach, Al, do not eat from it from the Korban Pesach if it's semi-cooked. The term Al is used, and this prohibition is certainly punishable with lashes. Rabbi Yosef Rabun, Afal Pikein, Ze'omer B'Shmu'osei V'Ze'omer B'Shmu'osei. Rabbi Yosef Rabun says that nevertheless each of these two Chachamim stood their ground in their opinions. Chatichas Yabaltei B'Kli Shvus. The Gemara asks, even cutting off a wart with an instrument is only a rabbinic prohibition, as it's a melacha she'ina sicha l'gufa, because it doesn't need the wart afterwards, so why does it not override Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Abba loy tani Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, ela ha'kavosei v'ha'va'osei, ha'chatichas yibaltei loy. Rabbi Abba answered that this is the reason that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina only taught in the Baisa that carrying it and bringing it does not override Shabbos, but he did apply it to cutting of a wart. Min bagein du sava bekli ha'ein loy sava bekli shus. The Gemara says, are you suggesting that the reason he did not teach it in the Brisa is because he holds that even using instruments is merely rabbinically prohibited? Loy kain, amar Rabbi Abba b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, ma pligin kishenotlon hu avalimnotlon ache muusenhein. But then zevach ka'achehu. Did we all, quoting Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, not say that the Chacham and Rabbi Lezer argue in Maseches Shabbos about picking off one's nails? Rabbi Lezer says he's liable, and the Chacham say that he's exempt. They disagree when removing one's own nails, but if another person removes them, it's repulsive and not removed accurately, and certainly not considered a full malacha. The case of removing a wart from a sacrifice is certainly similar to removing another person's nails, which would only be rabbinic, even with an instrument. Rabbi Yosef shnihi hacha d'chsev zevach. Rabbi Yosef answered that the pasuk refers to the Korban Pesach as my sacrifice. If it's the sacrifice of Hashem, it can never be considered repulsive. Amrav mana azaya shvus ve'ele shvus azaya doichin ve'ele ein doichin ela sheze bezevach veze bezevach. Rav mana said that sprinkling the ashes of the red heifer is rabbinically prohibited, and so is carrying and bringing the Pesach from outside the trum. Why then does the sprinkling override Shabbos, but these do not? Rather, one decree benefits the sacrifice, and one benefits the one who brings it. Milsa jibzeira amar hi zevach hi zevach. From Mevzeu we learn that there's no difference between a decree for the sacrifice and a decree for the one who brings it. The Tani of Yehuda Papazi, Dvar Kapora, Kaim Rabbi Zeira, Tmeheni Heich Kivel Rabbi Lezer, Mei Rabbi Shua, Es HaTshuva, Shuzeva Zevach, Vezeva Zeveach. As Rabbi Yehuda quoted the teaching of Dvar Kapora to Rabbi Zeira, that Rabbi Lezer permits for the sacrifice and the case of Malacha on Yom Tov is for the one who brings it, and they can't be compared. Amalei Dvar Kapora, Tama, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Lo Tama, Rabbi Zeira responded, Dvar Kapora was surprised, but Rabbi Lezer was not, as he holds that there's no difference between a decree for the sacrifice and a decree for the one who brings it. The Mishnah says, Amar Blezer, Uma im Shchita, Shu Mishim Malacha Doiches HaShabbos, Elishem Mishim Shvus, Lidyat Ches HaShabbos. The Blezer said that if slaughtering, which is a full Malacha, overrides Shabbos, these acts which are only rabbinically prohibited should certainly override Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Shua, Yom Tov Shechiach Shehitta by Mishim Malacha, Va'asa by Mishim Shvus. Rabbi Shua responds, Yom Tov can prove it. A full Malacha is permitted, such as slaughtering and cooking food, but there is a rabbinic prohibition against bringing from outside the Trum, since it could have been done before Yom Tov. Amalei Rabbi Eleza, Ma Zer Yoshua, Ma Raya Rishus LeMitzvah. Rabbi Eleza responded, why do you compare an optional act of eating on Yom Tov to a mitzvah, which is sprinkling the ashes? The Gemara says, Ma Shfus Loikein Taninan, Amachal Lefakodshim, Mamavazes Amayadais, Amefi Brisa Shilav Mavinu, Amagaliponim Batoira, Afapisha Yeshbiya, the Toira Masan Tovim, Eilon Chet Loilam Habo. The Gemara asks the question, why does the Beleza refer to eating on Yom Tov as an optional act? Surely the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos teaches, one who profanes Kodshim, one who disgraces the Mayadim, one who annuls the Bris of Avraham Avinu, and one who distorts the Torah, even if he has Torah and good deeds, he has no portion in the world to come. And this shows it's obligatory to eat special festive meals on Yom Tov. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Mal Rashus Ratza Bisho Ratza Le Bisho. Rabbi Yirmiya explains, what does it mean? What does Rashus mean? It's optional whether to cook or not. Am Rav Yosef, Hachin, Hav Rav Lezer, Sorech, Mizbazer, Rav Shua, Hawi, Chagigas Yom Tov, Kishir Tichiach, Shietu, Rav Malacha, Va'asub, Rav Mishim Shvus. Rav Yosef asked that in response to Rav Lezer's ridicule, Rav Shua should have said that even according to your opinion, the mitzvah of the Korban Chagigah on Yom Tov will prove it, as they permitted the Malacha of slaughtering, but applied the prohibition against carrying and bringing from outside the Trum. V'havalei Meimah, Meimah Ba'at Loi Im Amalt, V'chagigas Yom Tov, She'ein Chayav Malea Koris, the answer Rabbi Lezer could have responded that the Chagiga is different as it does not involve a punishment of Koris. V'yesivine v'masnisen layim amat v'yom tov shein chayavin alea Koris tam v'pesach shechav malav Koris. If so, Rabbi Lezer should have responded in this way in the Mishnah. Ki hayda amar v'imi ashim hayu v'chivos oy yeva ki hayda amar v'yasa ki inesh de'islei train tamin Vehu Mesiv Chad Min Hoin. The answer is, as Rabbi Yirmiya said, the early Chachamim were rich with answers, but he only gave one answer in order to keep his words brief, and as Rabbi Nasa said, that it's like a person who has two answers to give, but only gives one of them.